This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Oh, it's a crazy day out there. Another great day in Trump land. The news coming in fast and furious. It's so exciting. I don't know how we all survived before Trump was president. I don't know how talk shows survived before Trump was president. I'm sure they survived for 8 years under Obama, conservative hosts, with just hatred for a commie ruining the United States and the United States economy. And I'm sure they survived for 8 years under Bill Clinton, with hatred for a commie ruining the United States economy. But man, nothing ever lived up to this. It's a great day in Trump land. It's a great day to be alive. And by the way, Justin Amash. Nobody can comment on Justin Amash more than Wayne Allyn Root. Not that I know him. I'm not going to claim I know him. I just know people like him. See, I was on the Libertarian presidential ticket in 2008. I was the vice presidential nominee, along with Bob Barr, the presidential nominee. So I was on the presidential ticket. And I missed winning the presidential nomination by just inches. And then I handed Barr the victory by throwing all my delegate votes to him, and he went over the top. And in 2012, a lot of people, a lot of the experts and insiders in the LP, Libertarian Party, thought I would be the Libertarian presidential nominee, and I decided to throw it all away and go back to the Republican Party because I just could not stand, number one, the idea of taking any votes away from Republicans when you're dealing with communists like Barack Obama. And by today's standards, Obama looks quite moderate. Considering the people running for office now, the only difference, by the way, between Obama and the people running for office on the Democratic side now is he was a stealth communist. He was just as bad as any of them, but he didn't show it. He acted moderate. He knew he couldn't get elected if he acted like a communist nutcase. And the idiots running for the Democratic nomination now are so extreme and radical and so delusional, they don't even understand that you can never be elected with the views they've got. So they are willing to, you know, come out and tell you what they are. But I'm running too far afield here. I decided I could not take votes away from any Republican running against a commie. So I went back to the Republican Party, and I also was sickened by certain views of the Libertarian Party. Number one, libertarians just hate winning. They have no interest in winning. They love their status as cute, adorable losers. And I like to be a winner. So I couldn't take the party anymore. That's number one. They just can't take winning. When it's staring them right in the face, they're like, nah. I want to lose and call myself pure. I'm pure. I'm a virgin. I'd rather not have sex because I want to tell the world I'm a virgin, a loser. That's the libertarian mindset. Which is why so many in the Libertarian Party call themselves losertarians instead of libertarians. And number two, they believe in open borders. Here's a party that's a conservative party that believes in open borders. And they wonder why they've never won anything above dog catcher in the history of the party. Now, they've elected a few little people here or there above dog catcher. I'm just kind of exaggerating to make a point. But they've never elected anybody major. They've never had a senator, they've never had a governor, they've never had a lieutenant governor, they certainly haven't had a president of the United States. They've had a couple of small town mayors, a couple of state senators, a couple of state assemblymen, stuff like that. But they've never had any success because A, they like to be losers, they revel in it, and B, they believe in open borders and that destroys any chance of getting any good votes, and C, they have a hatred of Israel. Libertarians have a hatred of Israel. And in all the years I was with the Libertarian Party, because it was like a 5-year dance with them, I never, ever, ever met a libertarian that seemed to have a hate for any other country but Israel. So I came to the conclusion that many of them are anti-Semitic. They hate Jews. It's personal. Because if it wasn't that, then how come the only country you choose to hate is Israel? How come the one country every libertarian wants to pull funding from is Israel? When Israel's our best friend in the world. Why wouldn't you say what Wayne Root used to say in the party, which got me the VP nomination, that I want to stop a lot of foreign funding? It's ridiculous. Foreign aid is a ripoff to the American taxpayer. But let's start with all the money we give to the enemies of the United States and worry about the friends later. As an example, I would no longer fund all of Israel's enemies, who all hate us, all Muslim countries, they hate Americans, and Western civilization and Christianity. I'd stop funding them before I'd ever fund. I'd stop funding Pakistan and Egypt and Saudi Arabia before I'd ever stop funding Israel. But no. Libertarians always started with Israel. Because I think they hate Israel. I think they hate Jews. So I think they're anti-Semitic, one. I think they're for open borders, which is a joke. And number three, they like to lose. So along comes Justin Amash, who's a libertarian Republican, who's like the leader of all libertarian Republicans in the Congress and the House, and he announces that he thinks Trump should be impeached. He's the first Republican. He gives weapons to the Democratic Party. This guy is a traitor to the GOP. So what's his deal? I go look him up because I knew very little about him. Other than he's very conservative. Usually we agree. Anything with money, we generally agree on. But when I looked him up, he's always against building a wall. He's probably open borders guy, number one. Number two, he's always against Israel. And what's his background? He's a Palestinian American. His father's Palestinian. His mother is Syrian. I'm sorry, there's a problem there. There's an issue there. There's some sort of an issue where people of a certain thinking, persuasion, race, culture, just can never embrace Jews in Israel. And I don't know why that is, but it just is, because he's an American. He's not Palestinian. He's not Syrian. He's American as apple pie. And he's born in America, and he's an American, and we probably agree on 99% of issues, but we are enemies when it comes to the issue of open borders and the issue of Israel and funding for our best friend in the world. And we're also enemies when it comes to this idea that winning is important. If you lose, if Trump were to lose, the next president of the United States is going to be a commie. And America's done forever. And Justin Amash is so stupid and selfish, he doesn't get that. So two things came out about Justin Amash, or three things. Number one, he says Trump should be impeached over the weekend. So that's number one. And guess what? Republican Michigan State Representative Jim Lower has announced to be mounting a primary challenge against Justin Amash over his comments about impeaching President Trump. So Lower will be in the race. Let's see. He announced he'll be sitting out the race for his third term in the state Senate and will instead be running for the third congressional district in Michigan that Amash has held since 2011. And there you go. As soon as you go against Trump and show your insanity, you're going to find out you're not wanted in the Republican Party anymore. And the third thing that came out about Amash is Trump-hating Representative Justin Amash has personal business interests in China. On Saturday, Trump-hating GOP Representative Justin Amash tweeted out that President Trump should be impeached. In fact, he says, Mueller's report identifies multiple examples of conduct satisfying all the elements of obstruction of justice, and undoubtedly any person who's not the President of the United States would be indicted based on such evidence. What a rhino. What a loser. Amash works for his family's business, Tecton Tools, after graduating college. He was raised in Kentwood, Michigan, by a Palestinian Christian father and a Syrian Christian mother, which is unusual because usually if you're Palestinian Christian and Syrian Christian, you love Jews and you love Israel. He attended college and law school at the University of Michigan, briefly worked in his family's business, which makes handheld implements such as screwdrivers. In 2010, Representative Amash's Democratic challenger cut ads accusing Amash and his family of owning factories in China. And then in response, Amash said, the family's company has staff in China to facilitate trade and make sure we get what we're looking for, but there's no manufacturing plants there. According to his financial disclosure forms, Amash is the co-owner of Dynamic Source International, a Chinese company that supplies Michigan Industrial Tools, Inc., his father's Wyoming-based business. And it's based in the Yuhang District in Hangzhou, China. Here's more in his business interests from the Conservative Treehouse. In 2017 disclosure forms, Amash reports income of between $100,000 and $1 million a year for his ownership stake in Michigan Industrial Tools. Michigan Industrial Tools, a parent company manufacturing in China that produces Tekton tools, Justin Amash's Michigan family business. According to an earlier Michigan article, Amash is the co-owner of Dynamic Source International, a Chinese company that supplies Michigan Industrial Tools. And then it visits the website of Dynamic Source International, shows the company operates manufacturing and factory facilities located in Hangzhou, capital city of the Zhejiang province. Wow. And when you follow the internal link within Dynamic Source International website, it connects to the portal of Tekton Tools. And there it says Dynamic Source International and Michigan Industrial Tools appear as the same corporation doing manufacturing in Hangzhou, China. The finished product is then shipped and sold to the U.S. by the Amash family, Justin and his brother Jeff, under the name Tekton Tools. No wonder Amash hates Trump, just like Biden's son. They're getting rich in China off of us. Of course they want lousy trade deals, because they don't want to rock the boat. So now we know he's half Palestinian in his background, half Syrian in his background. He hates Israel. There have been votes about Israel on the floor of the United States House where the vote has been like 400-1, and he's the one. You don't think there's some hatred there for Jews? Come on. And now we know he's an open borders guy. He hates walls. He votes against the wall. He's the only Republican that consistently votes against the wall in the entire United States House. And now we know he does business in China. We've now ripped apart Justin Amash. Now you know why, officially, I left the Libertarian Party. Because there's people there who are nutty. I met some nice people who are friends for life. But there's some people who are nutty about open borders. There's some people that are obsessed with hatred for Israel. There's some people that hate winning. And then you have this guy who's got a massive conflict of interest. He's not pro-free markets. He's pro-Justin Amash is pro-Justin Amash getting rich off of America's lousy dealings with China. He wants you to get screwed so he can get rich. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance. Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I just wish there was some way to keep up with all the news. I have a stack, as usual, of about 100 articles, and I'll get to maybe five, maybe six or seven today. And the other, 90 never get to see the light of day, so you're not going to hear about them. But at least I get to the top five to seven, none of which will be on the evening news tonight. At least not from my perspective, right? They might be from the left's perspective with a whole different bias look at them. But, of two of them maybe, and the other five would never be on the news. Let me give you an example before I tell you who I am here. I got it before I even say Wayne Root and station identification, all that. I got to read this one to you because this is why we despise liberals. Illegal alien convicted of raping a dog to death in the United States. This filthy, disgusting piece of human garbage that should be pulled apart by eight cars with chains to his appendages and get ready, get set, go. Pull him to shreds. You filthy, disgusting, subhuman piece of garbage. I'm liberal. I love dogs. There's my most liberal aspect in life. I would do anything for dogs. Anything. I love animals, and I love dogs in particular. Anyone who touches a dog around me, I'm telling you, you got a problem. You have no idea what you're dealing with if you do something to a dog in front of me. And this illegal alien raped a dog to death, was convicted of it, and released
by a sanctuary state of Oregon. They didn't want him to be deported after he raped a dog to death. Illegal alien Fidel Lopez, 52 years old, convicted last month and sentenced to 60 days in prison after raping his girlfriend's small Lhasa Apso, which led to the dog's death. Can you even imagine what the last moments were like for that poor little dog put in this earth to be murdered in a rape by this fiendish piece of human garbage illegal alien, no doubt from Mexico? The judge in the case said he would have given the illegal alien more prison time, but 60 days is the maximum sentence allowed in Oregon. And following his sentence, he was immediately released because he'd served 60 days while waiting to stand trial. So he was found guilty and let go instantly because he already served 60 days. But despite his illegal alien status, his county in Oregon released Lopez back into the community. He's a rapist of dogs and a murderer during rape, and they released him back in the community. ICE had requested the illegal alien be turned over to them for deportation should he be released from prison, but the sanctuary state officials of Oregon ignored the ICE request and released the illegal alien into the public. The Multnomah County Jail did not honor the immigration detainer and released him without notice to ICE, says ICE spokesman Tanya Roman to the New York Daily News. Sanctuary policies not only provide a refuge for illegal aliens, they also shield criminal aliens who prey on people in their own communities. Guess what? ICE found him, took Lopez into custody, and he will be deported from the United States. No thanks to the people running Oregon. Do you know how sick and mentally ill the people of Oregon are who run things, who think a dog rapist, a murderer dog rapist, should be allowed back into your community? Do you know what that man would do to your daughter? How about your three-year-old? How about your three-year-old son? Why would he care? He screwed a dog to death. A small dog. A helpless small dog was murdered by this sick, mentally ill reject by the name of Fidel Lopez. And they wanted him to avoid ICE. This, folks, is the United States of America today under liberals, under Oregon liberals. This is America. This is your country. All right, now I'll do my station ID, because I had to get that story out before the day was up, and I wasn't able to give it to you because there's so much news. There's news about Donald Trump and his lawyer, and Mitt Romney standing up to Justin Amash, the moron, and Australia, where a conservative won against all odds in a stunning upset, a Trump conservative, because of immigration. It's because of people like Fidel Lopez that people quietly, the silent majority, quietly votes for Trump while everyone else is screaming and ranting, you're all racist, you're racist, you're racist, you're terrible, you hate people of color. But the rest of us just quietly sit there and go, we just laugh at you because we know what the truth is. We're not racist, but we're not insane. We're not self-hating. We're not suicidal. We don't hate ourselves and our country so much that we want to let people in whose goal in life is Sharia law or raping dogs to death or throwing gay people off roofs or hitting someone with a brick because the woman showed more skin than her eyeballs. We're kind of smart about things like that. God bless Trump.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is honoring the men and women in uniform who have fallen in battle on this Memorial Day.
For no greater love has a man than this, that he should lay down his life for his friends. We honor Americans who showed no greater love for the American people.
Pence laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington National Cemetery and addressed a crowd in a ceremony, saying Memorial Day is a time when everyone across America pauses to remember those who served our nation and never made it home. In a press conference in Japan, President Trump says he doesn't believe the missile tests North Korea conducted earlier this month violated UN sanctions. The president is wrapping up his four-day trip in Japan and will be back stateside on Tuesday. And former Major League Baseball All-Star Bill Buckner is dead at the age of 69 after battling dementia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you are sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's instantly totally ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, now it's time for our official open of the show, because I was on such a rant to start with against Justin Amash, this incredible fool on the Republican side giving ammo to Democrats by asking for the impeachment of President Trump. Just a little jealous, bitter, libertarian, open borders, anti-Israel loser. And I was so worked up over this illegal alien from Mexico that raped a dog to death. And in Oregon, it's a community that's a sanctuary state, and they let him out of prison and didn't tell ICE because they didn't want him detained and sent out of the country, deported. He raped a small dog to death, and they defend him. These are the people that Bernie Sanders wants to vote. They want him to cancel out your vote or mine. So I got in such a frenzy over this, I never even got to open the show and let you know it's Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio and Newsmax TV. This is War, your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, and I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. The show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded and owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave my shot in syndicated radio, so it's the Ed and Fred Show. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, Fordham Resources. Resources.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. Numerically, that's 833-927-8255, 833-927-8255. All right, now we got our guest. Now that I got all that out of the way and my ranting out of the way, Brigitte Gabriel, one of our favorite guests, she's a terrorism expert, chairman of ACT for America, the largest national security grassroots organization in the U.S., and the author of Rise. Brigitte Gabriel, the audience is rising because you have arrived. How are you?
Thank you, Wayne. I'm delighted to be with you.
So it's another crazy day in Trump land. Lots of things going on. Lots of mentally disturbed Democrats. By the way, what do you know about this guy, Justin Amash? Do you know anything about him that I don't know? Why a Republican, other than him being a little bitter, jealous loser who likes to lose and is jealous of Trump, do you have any idea why Justin Amash has such a hatred for President Trump that he'd actually say he should be impeached?
He might as well be a Democrat, and I think he just ran as a Republican just, you know, to get into the system. But he is not the only one. Look, I work with the swamp. I go up to the swamp. They say in Washington, D.C., if you want a friend, you better have a dog. And it is so true. Working on the inside in Washington, D.C., you understand that everybody's out for himself. And he's not the only one who hates Trump on the Republican side. Remember, the first time when Trump got elected, we had the full House and we had the Senate. We had members of the Republican Party working against the president. They did not come out and say we want to impeach him, but they were actively working behind the scenes to literally get rid of Trump. They would have been delighted if the Russian collusion delusion was true. And I have seen it personally. I mean, I have witnessed it personally. So this is why this president is having such a hard time getting things done, because he's not only fighting his enemies, he is also fighting traitors in the trenches with him who are supposedly Republicans who have the audacity to come out and say, impeach the president.
Right. Yeah, well, here's the thing. Look, Mitt Romney is another one who I consider to be a traitor to the GOP. Not a traitor to America, don't get me mistaken. Mitt certainly is no traitor to America, but to the Republican cause and to Donald Trump, I think he's a backstabber and a traitor. And Mitt Romney even came out and defended Trump today and said, I wasn't happy with the Mueller report and what I saw, but it certainly doesn't rise to the level of impeachment. Can you imagine when Mitt Romney says that, how bad Justin Amash must be? He's in a league all of his own, Brigitte, so that's all I could say. You know, even Mitt Romney doesn't agree with that one. But let's talk about some of the things here that are hot in the news. Certainly the China deal is hot. The immigration plan is hot. The possible war with Iran is a very hot topic, all of which are within your expertise. You tweeted out, China steals our intellectual property and partners with our enemies. We've been in a trade war for decades. It's pathetic the left sides with China over Trump. Tell us a little bit about why you sent that tweet out.
I sent that tweet out because since President Trump became president, the American public have become more aware of how badly we have been treated by supposedly our allies that we do business with, and even major countries. Look, half of our product is manufactured in China. This is exactly why you walk into Walmart and you get cheap Christmas ornaments for 99 cents and you get a shirt for $5. The majority of these products are manufactured in China. China has been making a killing making our products. And until President Trump became president, nobody really cared about our international business deals with anybody else in the world, because nobody really cared except about their own pocket. We finally have a president who actually cares about the benefit of the American people as well as of America as a nation, and he is putting America first. And he began exposing all the wrongs that China was doing, that our foreign allies are doing while making money off of the American public. And that's exactly why he went after them, and that's exactly why President Trump is digging his heels down and saying, we're not going to back down. Even if we have to get into a trade war, I'm willing to chance it as we negotiate to get the best deal for the American public. Now, the left is upset because obviously the stock market is unstable. I mean, look, this has been such a terrible market this last few weeks because of what's happening with China and the trade deal. But we need to get to a point in our country, and we are here now under President Trump, where we need to say, when you negotiate with your enemy, you cannot even blink. You have to stand firm. It's not easy. It is uncomfortable, but you have to stick to it, and that's exactly what he's doing. And that's why, and by the way, his strategy will work at the end. He's a masterful negotiator. He did not start doing this yesterday. And because the left knows that President Trump has a great chance of literally reshaping our international business deals with everybody else in the world to benefit the American public and America, you know, first. And this is exactly why the left is so scared that he may actually triumph in this deal over China, which will benefit him in his reelection. And that's why they're screaming to high heaven and they are complaining about what's happening.
All right, so there was an article out. I want to jump to the next topic. I'm with you, by the way, 100%. I was at the Money Show, and I gave a speech. I was asked about Trump and trade and China, and I said, listen, I'm a small businessman. The customer is king. The customer is God. The customer is everything. There is no rule two. That's the only rule of business. Customer is the king. We're the customer of China. Biggest
That's right.
customer. We got them by the you-know-what, by the cojones, and nobody gets that except me and you and Trump and a few people in his inner circle. They can try and hurt us a little bit, and they'll do a little damage here or there, but nobody's understanding. While they're doing a little bit, a little pinprick damage to us and hurting a few farmers, but Trump's going to solve that by giving them a big aid package. While that's happening, we're bringing them to their knees. We're going to wipe out China. They're going to be destroyed, and their government is going to get literally a revolution and overthrown, and at the last minute, they're going to capitulate and come to their knees, and they're going to beg Trump for a deal. That's my opinion. So we'll see what happens.
I agree with you.
All right, so there was a story out last week. I don't know if you saw it. It was the lead story on Friday on my show, and I want to mention it again, that non-citizens, which means 99% are illegal aliens, non-citizens commit 42% of all federal crimes in the United States, despite being only 7% of the U.S. population. That's an eye-opening number, and it tells you that Democrats have been lying all along when they act as if illegals are not a one-man crime wave. They are a crime wave of epic proportions, 42% of all federal crimes committed by 7% of the U.S. population. So Trump came out with his new immigration plan, which emphasizes immigrant skills and education and talent and brains and even money. Yes, if they're willing to buy a home, if they're willing to buy, start a business, hire people, all of that will become more important than family ties because you got in the country, now you want to bring 80 of your relatives over who may be on welfare the rest of their lives or commit crimes against Americans. What are your thoughts on Trump's new immigration plan, Bridget Gabriel?
I love President Trump's new immigration plan. As a matter of fact, my organization, Act for America, has worked with the administration before the plan even came out. This is part of our input and part of us working on it. Look, I am an illegal immigrant to the country, Wayne. You know me. You have worked with me for years. But nowadays when you say we don't want, immigrant unless it's based on merit, unless, people say, oh, my God, you're a racist. Well, nobody can accuse me of racist. I immigrated here from the Middle East. I came to the United States. I paid for my own airline ticket. I paid for all my medical testing. And I had to study a two-inch thick book written by the Daughters of the American Revolution about America's history, America's culture, our Constitution, our judiciary system. And I had to take an exam in English and pass both a written and an oral exam in order for me to become an American. And that was only 30 years ago. This is what President Trump is talking about enforcing right now. Anybody who wants to come here, not only they should be qualified, on what they can, how they can add to the American culture, but what also, they have to understand our culture, they have to understand our Constitution, they have to be able to speak English and at least be able to write English. How else they're going to be able to learn, go to university, graduate, get a job, work, contribute to society, if you cannot write nor speak English? And that's exactly why he did what he did, and I'm behind him 100%. It's about time we stand together with our president to enforce this. And I want to tell you, Wayne, as an immigrant, I know a lot of legal immigrants like me who spend a ton of money.
Bridget, wait, we're going to an ad. We got a little music coming on. Give me a second. You wait through the break, and we'll take you on the other side. I rarely keep guests anymore, two segments. You are a good, always two-segmenter. That's what I consider you, Bridget, my favorite two-segmenter. So hang on. Don't go anywhere. If only America had all immigrants like Brigitte, we would be the greatest country the world's ever known times 1,000. We want more Brigitte's and less of the other kind, which is the bad guys. We'll be right back. War now. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm not going very far. It's too uncomfortable. I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Today, business happens here. Here.
and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now. Are you?
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Crazy day out there. Crazy, crazy day. Lots going on in the news. We kept Brigitte Gabriel over for another segment. I want to mention the sponsor of the segment, My Doctor Suggests. I'm going to be very quick. They saved my voice. For the last 3 years since I started this show, I've sucked on their silver lozenges, and it saved my voice and kept me on the air where I didn't miss 1 minute in 3 years. And now they're saving my health with their silver liquid and silver mouthwash and silver soap and silver gel. It's all alkaline structured silver that destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming our good bacteria. So it's great, great, great stuff. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root. Whether you call or go to their website, either way, you just remember the
promo code ROOT for my last name, R-O-O-T, and you get 20% off your order. It's amazing stuff. Haven't been sick in 3 years. Haven't lost my voice in 3 years. I've come close, but never quite, because I suck on those lozenges and drink their liquid. 866-660-9868. Now a sponsor of both the radio and TV show. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests, at mydoctorsuggests.com/root. Brigitte Gabriel is back, terrorism expert, chairman of ACT for America, and she is the author of a book called Rise. She is the head of the largest national security grassroots organization in the USA, the aforementioned ACT for America. Great to have you back, Brigitte.
Thank you, Wayne.
So you do realize over the weekend, another Trump-like leader won a stunning upset victory in Australia, right?
Yes, he did, and good for him. You know, the media was melting in Australia. They did not see it coming because they vilified this guy, and they called him crazy, and he was supposedly, you know, the extreme right winger that nobody's going to elect. But you know what? He touched on a hot button that Australians were feeling. They were worried about what's happening in Europe. They see the same thing happening in their country, and they decided, you know what? We're going to start electing people who are going to care about us, and they're going to recognize the threat that's coming to our country and do something about it.
And I also saw, not only was it a big victory for Trump and his philosophy, because the number one issue in Australia was immigration, and they're scared to death of a lot of bad people coming to their country, but also there's a German television station that was shocked. They asked the question, does Islam belong in Germany? And they were shocked. The results, 95% said no, and 4% said yes. And, you know, the leaders and the elites never understand this. They think it's racism, we're terrible people, oh my God. No, in reality, you just want to keep safe for your family and your kids. And you can see there's lots of threats from extreme radical Islam on all of us. If you let in a lot of Muslims, some percentage is going to be radical and extreme and hurt people, and it could be your kid or your family that gets hurt. It's common sense that says, be careful, like a neon flashing light, and have some extreme vetting before you let bad people in your country, right?
Absolutely, as they should. Look, if they would have asked, we're talking basically, Wayne, about the clash of cultures. We're talking about two different sets of values. We're talking about different traditions, different way of thinking. If you go to Saudi Arabia, if you go to Iran, if you go to Egypt, Syria, pick any Islamic country and tell them, we're going to make women equal to men. We're going to make women become presidents and decision makers. We're going to make the women average with her husband as equally the head of the household. We're going to make women be able to wear a bikini, go to the beach, go to a topless beach, wear short dresses, wear sleeveless dresses, whatever. We're going to give them the same freedom as we have in the West. And you ask the Muslim people in any Islamic country, do you think those Western ideas belong in, and you just fill in the country, Sudan, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, Egypt, Lebanon, Jordan, you name it. What do you think the answer is going to be? The answer is going to be absolutely not. It's going to be exactly like what people in Germany answered, because it's a different value system. And what people in the West are seeing right now is the importation of societies that are not equal to us. I mean, I believe Western societies are superior to societies that, say, kill their daughters in the name of honor, believe in cutting the hands for stealing, believe that, you know, they are crooked, they are corrupt. You know, those dictatorships do not belong in our countries. And those people who adhere to those type of ideology and extremism do not belong in our country. And that's exactly why we say we need to bring people. If people want to immigrate to our countries, they're welcome to come, but they have to prove themselves as to why they're coming. You have to work. You don't come here to siphon off of the welfare system of any Western nation. Come here to contribute and become a part of that Western nation, just like all immigrants who used to come to the United States or Canada or Australia or Germany used to come because they were attracted to the Western way of life, to the Western way of making money and prospering. Those are the type of immigrants we want to bring into our societies.
I'm with you. Extreme vetting. And bring people in who have a little bit of money, a little bit of education, a little bit of know-how, a little bit of skills, a little bit of talent. Not just because someone else is here that's their long-lost niece or nephew or uncle or whatever. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense at all. That's why our nation is $22 trillion in debt now, because we just keep bringing in people who don't contribute. They take, and never put in. Brigitte Gabriel, terrorism expert, chairman of Act for America, largest national security grassroots organization in the USA, and author of Rise, and my fans love her. Thank you, Brigitte.
Thank you, my friend, and I encourage people to go to actforamerica.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.